The largest health insurer in Alaska is likely to get a lot bigger next year. Premera Blue Cross Blue Shield is one of two insurance companies that will offer plans on the new federally run marketplace under the Affordable Care Act. The company is expecting to serve thousands more customers in the state, but that growth will come with the kind of uncertainty the insurance industry has never had before. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Jeff Davis spends a lot of time thinking about Alaska's health insurance marketplace.
This is a big, big undertaking for everyone that's involved.
Davis is president of Premera Blue Cross Blue Shield in Alaska. Right now, the company has 10,000 individual customers in the state, and Premera thinks that number could double by the end of next year, thanks to the new marketplace. But Davis doesn't talk like a guy who may double a segment of his customer base. He sounds worried. He says in the long run, having new customers will be great, but
we are fully prepared that we could lose a significant amount of money in 2014 because of just the uncertainty about who comes in and when they come in.
That's because, for the first time, health insurers won't be able to exclude customers with pre-existing conditions. Davis says that's kind of like letting people buy homeowners insurance while their house is on fire. The new law has provisions, like open enrollment periods, to help lessen the impact. But Davis thinks the first wave of people to sign up on the marketplace will have significant health problems. Then he expects healthier people will follow, especially those who qualify for subsidies. In Alaska, that's anyone who makes less than $57,000 a year.
Now, for people who are subsidy eligible, who are buying a plan today, they're likely to see the amount they're paying every month out of their own pocket actually go down because of the effect of the subsidies.
But for those without subsidies, individual insurance could be costly, and in some cases, quite costly. Premera says most rates it filed to offer on the marketplace are higher than its current plans. Davis explains the policies are required to have better benefits and smaller deductibles than the most popular plans today. He says a young family of four earning more than $117,000 a year is likely to see the biggest rate increase, and they won't qualify for a subsidy.
There will be winners and losers. There will be some people who are significantly more out of pocket for their health insurance after January 1st, 2014, and there'll be some who will be pay significantly less. And it's just that upheaval and that mix that worries me.
Adding to that upheaval is the uncertainty of what the marketplace will actually look like. Davis says there's still a lot unknown about how it will work on October 1st. He does expect it to be functional, but he says it will probably be bare bones at first, with more features added in later on. Susan Johnson, the regional administrator for the Federal Health and Human Services Department, acknowledges it won't be perfect at first.
Let's be clear, there will be problems, but let's not have the news on October 2nd be Susan Johnson had to wait 45 minutes to get through the call center. Let's have the news be Susan Johnson finally has the opportunity to have insurance and she never had before, and now she can be healthier and live longer.
Johnson says the marketplace will be a huge step forward for how people buy individual and small group insurance in Alaska and across the country. For Davis, that huge step will completely transform the way he does business in the state, and he's prepared for a wild ride.
You get on the roller coaster and there's some ups and downs and it's pretty scary, and maybe you're even in the dark at Disneyland and you don't know what's coming next. It's a lot like that, but as with a roller coaster ride, and at the end, you get off.
Davis expects to get off the roller coaster in 2 or 3 years and arrive at a new normal where a lot more Alaskans have health insurance. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.